Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Are you counting on a private student loan in the near future? Well, you should know that the credit crunch from all those bad mortgage loans that banks have made has made its way now to the college loan arena. It will be much more difficult to borrow in the foreseeable future. So today we've got the top three things you need to know about private student loans, and this is from a recent Smart Money article. Number one, lenders are bailing out. In the last year, 36 lenders have stopped making student loans, including some of the biggest like Bank of America and Wachovia. And number two, requirements are getting more difficult. Lenders have tightened up their standards, often requiring a cosigner. But don't do it. Proverbs 17:18 says, "A man lacking in judgment strikes hands in pledge and puts up security for his neighbor." And number three, interest rates are rising. The rates on private student loans normally adjust during the repayment period. Expect them to go up rather than down. So before you sign, make sure you understand all the terms. Try to get a loan pegged to the prime rate rather than the LIBOR rate. The LIBOR rate is what banks charge each other, and it's more vulnerable to rate hikes. Now, if you need to get a private student loan, check out bankrate.com. But don't forget the best option. There's billions of dollars worth of scholarship money given out each year. Go to finaid.org to find out more. At Money Life, we want to help you make wise decisions about money according to God's principles. Visit us online at crown.org.
This has been My Money Life. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.